Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's a good day program. Time now for you to know what's going on in the world. Time for you to understand what the truth is, trying to get the facts, yep. And then you want clarification? We got it right here on Good Day. Checking out the good news. Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months. This, whatever they have put into the medication, it apparently triggers cells of long, spindly parts where the nerves may be severed. They regenerate themselves. Apparently, this is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And these treatments so far, they're showing well, and I'm sure that human trials will be next.
Have you ever known anybody? I've known people that have broken their backs, broken their necks,
mm-hmm.
in skiing accidents, for example, car accidents, that sort of stuff, falling off of ladders.
Yeah.
And the rehab is really awful. Sometimes people have broken their necks. You know, you think when somebody breaks their neck, they're going to die because your neck, you know, is only the size of a quarter, and all the stuff that goes from your brain to the rest of your body travels around your neck. So if that's miscombobulated, kind of like curtains, and I think it used to be that way. You know, they say if you ever break your neck, well, how do you know you've broken your neck? I guess is the question. But then if you do, you just don't move at all. Just stay still.
And sometimes it could be something that isn't a full-on break, and if you do move, then it could cause that even more. That's why they always say don't always move people if there is a victim of like a bad car accident or something, and just let medical help arrive. And that's why they always put that brace on you before they move you onto the stretcher to get you into the ambulance.
Keep you straight. Neural transmissions are the focus here. This is being done at the Imperial College in London, where they do a lot of this kind of research. And it is very important because there's a lot of spine cord injury in the world, and there's no cure really for it. So, you know, this is a way you have to have those electrical signals going from your brain to your body. That's when you don't have the electrical impulses, that's when you get paralyzed. Or you are. The definition of being paralyzed is you're not getting any signals to help your body. As you've noticed, probably, hopefully over the years, when you have taken a good course in biology, when you're walking, do you think to yourself, wait a minute, now I have to put my left foot first, and then I put my right foot first?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think of that.
You go
when you're going to eat your food, you have a fork in your hand, and your fork miraculously carries food to your mouth. You don't think about that, right? Well, if you don't have...
Subconsciously, at least,
No, right, exactly, subconsciously, obviously, your brain is telling your hand to move, so you put the food in your mouth. But that's... When you get a spinal cord gap and there's no connection, you don't have any of that stuff. 300,000 people a year living with spinal cord injuries. Good Lord. Well, that's good. There's some good news, right? Let's see what we have for good news. Here, let's... raise our hands, looking up to the sky. The satellites that we have, we're always talking about all the space junk, things that are traveling around the planet at sometimes 240, 250, 290 miles above the surface. And then there are those satellites that go up to 20,000, the satellites that carry our signal, for example, that bring the program to the radio stations and to the other facilities that use, when you have the tune in, that's what it is, and some of the other places. Anyway, that requires satellites. So now comes the story of these very powerful space satellites that can identify whales. and each whale from the markings on the whale. So they're being used to help save critically endangered species like some of these whales. What an interesting technological advance, huh?
They can identify individual whales and their migration patterns, and it's all in an effort to keep them away from ships. And we've been talking before about different cargo ships changing their routes and even taking longer to get from point A to point B just to steer away from where the whales are migrating. And now these satellites that are just powerful enough to, again, even see the individual markings of these whales to identify them, it's astounding.
So, do they tell them, they don't signal the whale to move.
Yeah.
They must be signaling.
There's like a light and it's like, please stop here, take a
yes,
light.
Yes, right. Yeah. Hold your horses, we'll move around.
Keep the ships away and chart new courses, help prevent collisions or net entanglements.
So I wonder where the information must come from the satellite to some central gathering point, and then it goes out to wherever these ships are, because the satellites are tracking the ship's movements. The ship, you know, there's no such thing. You can't hide anymore from anything or anybody, whether you're a trucker, if you've got a newer car, you got GPS or Waze or something. Anybody wants to find you, they can find you. Your phones,
Exactly. A lot of different auto insurance apps even have things that can tell how fast you're going by just connecting your phone. And I know Allstate, they used to do, what was it, the Safe Driver or something or other.
Award. They gave you a Safe Driver bonus.
Yeah, you can actually tell if you are speeding or not.
Yeah, right. I'm not interested in that much technology, frankly. All right, so North Atlantic right whales are individually endangered, some species. There are only 336 of those puppies around. And so this is why this is important. I think it is. It's kind of we want to keep things around like whales. Whales have been a part of the planet like sharks way longer than we have been. The human condition is probably 300,000-400,000 years old, and the whales have been around for millions of years. So now the research, which has been going on for a couple of years, we can give the Canadian Space Agency some kudos for their initiative to explore ways to detect these whales using the powerful satellites. Space technology. Whoopee! Let's hear it for Space Tech. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This woman is now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City, and she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there, and I think these sorts of things are interesting. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." It's just a story. And so I identified with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts at Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. And the engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
Doesn't it make you want to do that, like, yourself? We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have a new build, something inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it. But it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life, with my mother having the stuff going on with her that that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there. But it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were. But you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He loves to write and talk and... He's busy. Mind is busy. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One thing you can be sure of, when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, there are always great things to talk about with regard to you and your pets. Warren and I were just talking off air about the homeless problem in Los Angeles. It's a problem in a lot of places, but probably not so demonstrative anywhere else other than Los Angeles. So what happens if somebody is homeless and they have a pet? How do they? That's been one of the things when people are out on the sidewalk when they're looking for money and I see a dog, I kind of want to give to help the dog. If I see somebody smoking or they've got new shoes or something on, then I won't give them any money. But if they have an animal, I might. Am I being played?
No, you're not. I have several callers on my show, Doug, that call in from time to time. A couple of them are homeless. They live in their van, or one lives in their car, or one's been in their van for 5 years.
Wow.
But I've been speaking to these people for several years, and they've tried to get other places, but the problem is you can't get a place if you have a dog or you have cats, and they have a couple. So they live in their van. I gotta tell you, they make sure their dogs eat, they make sure their cats get veterinary care before they do. And it's their kind of life at this point in their life. That's what they're doing. I try to help myself. Listen, can I help you find a home? Maybe I can help you find a job, get you. And right now, their main concern is taking care of their animals. And every time they've tried to get help in the past, they would have had to separate from their dogs or cats, and they refused to do so. So some of them are really legitimate reasons, you know, lost a job, some mental issues, obviously.
Yeah.
But when it comes to caring for dogs and cats or their dogs and cats, they love them just as much as you and I do.
Have you followed Anthony Hopkins and his wife, who are remarkable folks when it comes to pets? There's an organization that reunites pets with the soldiers who saved them. It's called Paws of War. And I wonder what you know about them and what Hopkins and his wife have done to help the reuniting, if you will, of the dogs. I think there are a couple of organizations actually that do this, aren't there?
Yeah, there are several. In fact, there's organizations that actually take care of a soldier's dog or cat when they're deployed, and then they come back and they can get their dog or cat back. I'm not familiar with them specifically, but it's just an amazing thing that they do. Is some people, I remember just recently I read an article about a guy that was stationed in Afghanistan, and there was a dog he worked with in Afghanistan, and the dog was left there, and they were recently reunited. I think it's just the absolute, first of all, we should never leave our dogs behind when we leave. That's number one right off the bat. They're part of us. They're part of our military. Take them home. But a lot of these dogs were not trained dogs. They were just, you know, puppies that people found while they were on deployment there, and they want to bring home. And many of them have came home. It's a great idea. I'm not familiar with Anthony Hopkins doing it, but anyone who's bringing these animals and putting them together with their veterans, great idea.
I saw the story of a stray dog who was found
And as he was found, the person who found the dog found the dog had a huge tumor. Tumor was larger than his head. And the dog apparently got connected to a team of vets at Texas A&M. 9-year-old Labrador. His name is Jake. And he was found just wandering around in Waco with this huge mass on the side of his neck. And this group, A Long Way Home Adoptables is the name of the group, took him in, found a foster home for him, and then got the vets at Texas A&M over in Stephenville. I'm a great supporter of that. They have a great college there. School of Veterinary Medicine. Doctors diagnosed the mass, a tumor of his salivary gland, and it was cancerous, and it had spread to his ear, but they operated on him, and I guess at the moment, anyway, he's okay. But
there are some,
all that.
There's some amazing people. I work with a great organization. In fact, they just left America, and they're working in the southern part of Mexico. Major, major problem. The dogs don't nearly have a shot down there, and they're living in junkyards and eating.
Right, yeah.
So it's this great group, and what they're doing is they're rescuing, and they just sent me a photo of a mom and a bunch of puppies. I try to help them out when they find homes for them with any behavior issues they may be having. But they actually, this is how some people are amazing. They actually left America, very successful people, moved to Mexico, and now all they do is rescue these dogs in southern Mexico. There's some amazing people out there. You know, the big groups get the credit. Send money here, so many there, but it's a small mom and pops that really do the work.
So to go back to the actual problem this dog had, and I wonder how many people need to know about this. In Jake's case, saliva built up because this tumor obstructed his ducts, D-U-C-T-S. And I wonder if that happens to other dogs that have the same kind of a problem. Is it likely that you're going to have a problem with certain breeds that don't have the ability to clean themselves out as much as you would like to think that they do?
Certain breeds have certain problems. So before you get a mixed breed, that's the best thing to do. But if you're going to get a dog, make sure you check it out thoroughly first.
Heinz 57. I say that having an English bulldog, but
there you go.
At any rate, yeah. It's always great. All the advice from Warren, check it all out every week. His radio program, The Pet Show, check it at The Pet Show. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A heat wave hitting roughly two-thirds of the U.S. isn't expected to let up as Labor Day weekends wind down. Temperatures in the 90s and low 100s are likely to stretch in the plains to the East Coast today. Conditions could change records in major metros like Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. President Biden says he's been briefed on the situation at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada as extreme flooding has left tens of thousands of people stranded. More rain fell Sunday, causing muddy campgrounds and road closures in Nevada's Black Rock Desert. At least one person has died. Jimmy Buffett won't be forgotten anytime soon in Key West, Florida. The city held a procession yesterday in honor of the singer and part-time resident after his death Friday, with about 2,500 people taking part. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Half the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Join Jay Kirshner and I as we go through the information that's around today that matters. What's going on in the world? What are we going to talk about? What's on your mind? Here we go.
A solution for many problems is to be more optimistic. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope, confidence, and optimism. So think about that as you go through your day today. Here's something that is a result of activity and good thinking. The unprecedented decline in child poverty. You will not see this as a headline in any major newspaper. You won't see it broadcast in any form on any of the news channels. But you do hear the information here because it's important that you know that everything is not lousy. Everything isn't horrible. The world is not going to hell, especially when it comes to children, poor children. The numbers are down by almost two-thirds from the past couple of decades. As a matter of fact, this decline in child poverty rates in the United States brings us down to 1 in 10 live in families whose economic resources are considered below the poverty line. Back in 1993, which was sort of, as they look at the scale, they, whoever the people are in the government that measure these things, the first year of the decline, the numbers were more than 1 in 4. So it's gone from 1 in 4 who have a problem to 1 in 10. It ought to be that there is, I guess, the optimistic way to look at this is that we will find it at zero in another, what, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
It is possible. We have to get there.
So the question that we would ask ourselves is, what led to this decline in child poverty? The group that we're quoting here is a group called Child Trends, and their focus is on lower unemployment. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Lower unemployment rates, higher single mother labor force participation. Because remember that, and maybe you are experiencing this yourself. I was talking to a single mother yesterday who's running a school for youngsters from the age of 3 to 6 and who wants to come onto my farm. And this is an exploratory, nature-based program to participate in what goes on the farm. And she's a, I would say she's a 30-something, about your age maybe, Jay, a single mother. And most of the people involved in the school are single mothers, and most of the children come from single-parent households. It really is, I know that's the trend that's interesting. It isn't the fact that there's less poverty, although that's good. For sure, mm-hmm. But there are more and more single mothers who are there, and they seem to be able to handle the challenge, because that's what it is, right? It's a challenge if you're by yourself. Let's say you have more than one child. Maybe you get two. Maybe you get three.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the decrease in the amount of children is a factor, right? You've got more children, you got more problems. You got fewer children, you got fewer problems. So maybe this is just...
And also, before we get too far removed from it, to touch on the single parent thing, that's also a solo income. That's not a dual home income coming in. It is less income, typically, that would be coming into the household as well. And then, okay, moving forward with the how many kids, how many mouths to feed.
Yeah. So, pretty...
There are lower rates of teen pregnancy being shown.
Yeah. Yep. Education, that's it comes from education completely. It's just that we have, it's frustrating because there is still a problem. But for those of you who think that the world is going to hell, it is not. There are things that are happening that aren't good. We live in a strange world, Master Jack. And here's a, another, this is sort of a medical thing. There's a new radioactive implant that you can get that will attack cancer, and it's having remarkable success. Duke University School of Medicine has created a promising cancer treatment delivery system demonstrating the efficacy against the complex forms of cancer. Some are simple and some are complex. They have been this week demonstrating how a radioactive implant completely eliminates tumors in the majority of rodents that they are testing. Study looks at mice and pancreatic cancer. Who knew that mice even had a pancreas? But there you go. Well, the reason they test mice is because they get a lot of the same organs that we do. So that's kind of inspirational, isn't it, when you get right down to brass tacks?
It is. It seems like pancreatic cancer is one of the ones that is deadly.
Kill you faster than
any
other.
And it's not diagnosed until
too late.
A stage further along.
Yeah, right. Yep, that's it. So good for that. But isn't it interesting that it's always about mice? There's another drug that's being researched that slows other kinds of cancer in mice, it's just those poor mice. Get to imagine them being born into the world, and you get injected with all this stuff.
Subject. I'm not a fan of animal testing in any way, shape, or form, but I do understand to a certain extent in the medical world that it might possibly be needed. But it's still very disheartening in a way.
Yep. All right. Here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old. Brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislow's Lights a couple of years ago.
donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster
homes. Foster system, homes. Yeah.
System, yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries.
Get it,
raised
girl.
Funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight,
uh-huh.
Is that consequential? But children, I know when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Max?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told she cannot do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. The parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do
what does that teach?
Yeah. It teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her, she should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. And now she's inspired others. She's now in the sixth grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. They're And volunteers in the local food bank as well, and nursing homes. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
And yep. Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that? As adults, where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit. I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. I think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and. Yeah, nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself your head examined.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. The Good News Department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy. Actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again, she was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after it was been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant. But they decided to it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test. discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. It was. Yeah. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty much.
Well, one of them weighed
enough.
4 pounds, the other one weighed 6 pounds.
Well,
so.
And Holly is considered, I think, it's considered full term by 37 weeks, and pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester. Guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living. So that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love him. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
Okay. It's perfect, in fact.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
All right, so I'm off on a tangent now, Jay. I'm looking around at things. There's a way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, 53 past the hour now. Chuck Curry time on the Good Day program. Movie moments and all things that are equally like film and television, that sort of thing, part of his purview. So, theme from The Price is Right. I'm probably going to give this away. There was the same show they're playing today during the regular Price is Right time was aired as a special on Friday on CBS. The Life and Story of Bob Barker is very well done. Very nicely done. So if you haven't
seen it. I was looking at this day in TV history. This day, September 4th, 1972, Doug, Price is Right premieres on CBS with Bob Barker. Think about this. That premiered the same year as The Godfather and The Poseidon Adventure. Holy smoke.
And Barker aged so well through it.
He was just like, I mean, listen, certain people
find
like
the right
Johnny
job.
Johnny Carson.
Yep.
Had
yep.
a connection yep. to the American audience, which is very unique, special. Bob Barker was one of those people.
Yep. It's worked perfectly. That was
it's
the perfect
going.
Job.
Drew Barry, took that game show over in 2000.
He's not as good. He's okay.
Yeah, but he's been doing it a long time. I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
But Barker, thing, I remember, you know, when I went to school, I used to come home. I watch TV, and first thing I used to watch at 3, I think it was like 3:30 in the afternoon, I liked the Match Game with Gene Ray.
Oh, my God, yeah, that was funny.
I mean, Charles Nelson Reilly and
yep.
Richard Dawson, they felt like your friends, those people.
Yep, now they're putting all that crap. That was good stuff for daytime.
It was.
The dramas at night, now they're putting that crap on at night because they can't produce any TV show. Nah, doesn't work at all. And so the strike continues. Not only is there a strike against the writers, or the Writers Guild is on strike, and the actors are, and now there are these. This shows you the greed, and that's the only word I can use for it. So those of you who have Spectrum Cable, you are left in the dark because ABC and its other companies like ESPN, they all belong to Disney. They have not reached agreement over the carry.
Well, this happens all the time. I know
it's
not movies or TV, but like I'm a New York Met fan, right? So I specifically bought YouTube TV. One of the reasons I bought it because it carries SNY, which I can watch all the Met games, and they could not come to an agreement. So YouTube TV pulled SNY like 2 months ago, and I can't get it. I'd have to go to another four. That, you know, stuff stinks.
Yeah,
but they don't care about
Nero. They don't give a crap. Nope, not at all.
Here's another thing I want to point out. You know, I remember also as a kid, Labor Day weekend, Jerry Lewis telethon.
Ran,
which
he and Ed.
Him and
forever.
Ed. And that ran from what I read, 1966 to, well, it ended in 2014. First year they raised $1 million. Last year, in 2014, that telethon raised $60 million. I remember the one telethon where Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra were reunited. That was epic.
Fabulous. Because Ed and I were friends. He invited me to the show every year, and I went a couple of times. Yeah. It was really very interesting to see, among other things, how distant Jerry Lewis was from what was really going on.
Well, by all accounts, he was really, a lot of people didn't think he was a great guy. No. But he did a great job doing it.
Yeah, this was good. Very important. But most of the work that was done behind the scenes was done by Ed, frankly. All right.
Cool.
I went to see The Equalizer. I would say for those of you who are used to the first two movies, this is an outgrowth of the first television production, not the current one. The current television show is a waste of time. It used to be good, but they've come up with these stupid relations with her sister and her daughter. It's just ridiculous. That doesn't mean that she's not good in it. It's just that what they've written is junk. But this movie is a well-written, and I thought it was interesting because I didn't even recognize Dakota Fanning at first. And then at the end in the credits, she's the female lead. And it works. It's like everything else that Denzel, you just said it. It works. He makes it work.
Yeah.
So interesting to see.
This movie's going to do, we'll talk about more tomorrow, but it's going to do 41 million in its first 4 days, Labor Day weekend, which is the second highest grossing Labor Day ever. I think this is the best in the franchise. I think this is an important movie simply because it was shot for a budget of like $70 million.
Yeah.
And if this is a genre that the studios need to get back to, because you could do these sort of like revenge, that these movies in the 70s and 80s were huge, right? And then Liam Neeson with Taken. That one was really big. But you could shoot these movies for, $70 million plus. They could do well. And, that's what they need to get back. They need to get the budget.
Well, I think guys like...
budget was under control.
What you have is Denzel being smart enough to take seven maybe up front and then take the rest of on the other end, and that's what makes if the star doesn't get it, then there's a problem, but he gets it. Alright, Chuck, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Here, 59 past, happy Labor Day.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.